New housing units are helping youth in foster care transition into adulthood. Today, $2 million in funding was announced through the Canada-Ontario Community Housing Initiative for the Timmins Project. The money will cover the cost of renovating the former École Catholique Louis Rayom on Wilcox Street to create 6 supportive housing units. Northeastern Ontario Family and Children's Services, NEOFACS, owns the building. A portion of it is being used for the project, which includes 4 one-bedroom apartments, an accessible one-bedroom apartment, and a 3-bedroom unit. The Timmins Transition Home Program first started to take shape in 2015, said NEOFACS Board Chair Don Anderson. Between 11% and 18% of people experiencing homelessness are youth. Our Timmins Transition Program will aim to address the homelessness in our region by providing semi-independent housing with support services for youth where and when they need them, he said. Since 2010, NEOFACS has operated a similar program in New Lanskeard that has successfully supported youth in that region as they transition from the child welfare system to independence and adulthood. Replicating this program in Timmins will ensure that more youth from our service area receives the support they need. The architectural plans have been drawn up and the goal is to have the units ready later this year, said Anderson. I'm going to say by fall, if I have to come up and hammer nails, I'll be up here, he said. The units will support youth between the ages of 16 and 21 years transition from foster care to independent living. Along with housing, there will be on-site services, a common area, a storage room, laundry and outdoor space. Youth living in the units will still have access to the NEOFACS worker, said Anderson. One of the units is also for a house parent, whose role is to guide the tenants. With this project, we will address this recognized gap in services and inadequate housing to support youth seeking affordable temporary accommodations. These youth have no other family or community options to rely on while trying to establish their independence, he said. NEOFACS says it's been providing direct services from the building since 2012. While we did not engage in community consultations due to our existing ownership and use of the building, we want to emphasize that this initiative is in response to community needs and aligns with our mission of working together for the well-being and safety of children, youth, and families. We value our community partnerships and appreciate any feedback regarding our service delivery, said Melanie Watson, NEOFACS Communications Coordinator in an email. Ontario Associate Minister of Housing Nina Tangri was in Timmins to make the announcement. Projects like this are so critical to the community to help ensure that more young people across the province can find homes that meet their needs and budget and where they feel that they truly belong. Ontario has a very severe shortage of housing and that's driving housing and rental prices out of the reach for too many households, she said. For services, she said people will learn life skills such as how to cook and financial literacy so they're able to move into adulthood and secure a well-paying job. It's a, truly, great story because of people like NEOFACS that have really come to the ground and said this is a real need in the community and a need in communities right across the province and Canada as well, she said. The project is homelessness prevention at work, said Mayor Michelle Boileau. We know that a large percentage of the population who present as homeless here in Timmins have had experience with the foster care system, some of whom age out into homelessness, she said. Timmins MPP George Peary also took part in the event, saying it's the type of announcement that he loves. Everyone deserves a roof over their head and a safe place to call home. Projects like these make a world of difference for people who need support in the Timmins community. This is just another way our government is supporting and building up northern communities across the province, he said in the news release.